Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and I trust that the Word is helping you to become an overcomer and more than an overcomer, not just a conqueror, an overcomer. And so we're looking at the Holy Spirit and you. And the reason we say the Holy Spirit and you, we don't just leave everything up to the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's not just que sera, sera, whatever will be, no. Faith without works or corresponding actions is dead. So the faith stirs up the Holy Ghost in me by my belief, my expectation, and the words I speak out of my life and the way I act. And so once the Holy Spirit sees that I'm operating with Him, you see, you're going to operate with the Holy Spirit. Don't forget, the Holy Spirit directs our footsteps, but I've got to hear Him to be directed. So we looked at that in the first part of the series, but we want you to know you work together with the Holy Spirit. You release through your belly, through your spirit man, rivers of living water. And so that's the Holy Spirit. He pours out an abundance of anointing, and He takes care of situations when you speak in line with His Word. So we want to pick it up today and see what it is exactly. We are a spirit being living in a body, and we have a soul. We are not a soul, and we live in a body. The soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And so we want to live by our spirit man, and let's pick it up and see where the Holy Spirit is taking us.
I want you to write this down or take a note of it, and don't forget it. This is very, very important. Feeling is the voice of the body. Feelings is the voice of the body. Reason is the voice of your soul. It's behind me, right? And your mind. And conscience is the voice of your spirit. Now, your conscience is a reliable conscience if you're born again. If you're not born again, you're spiritually discerned, which means you don't have the Holy Spirit, which means He is the Spirit of truth. And if the Spirit of truth is not in you, how can you know truth? I mean, honestly, how can you know truth? God Himself said, people that are not born again are spiritually discerned. They cannot know the truth, and they have not got the truth in them. But you and I know the truth. Why? Because we've got the Spirit of truth right here. So when the lie comes and says, you're sick, God's Spirit says, by the stripes on His back, you're healed. And you say, now hang on a second, this truth overrules that lie. And you stand on that truth, and I'm telling you, God is faithful to His Word. He's faithful to His people. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And He will grant us the petitions we ask if it's in line with His will. That's the God we stand on and have. And so now as the world's getting crazier, I know it's getting darker, but I can promise you this, it's also getting lighter and brighter. Christ is about to raise up the remnant. And I'm telling you, you want to be one of those. You want to be a remnant for Jesus Christ. You want to be a light, not a little lamp under a brook or under something. You want to be a great lighthouse for the people of the world. Can you say amen? Amen. Let me go to this church in the back for a few minutes. Did you see that beautiful picture that this man painted? I want to keep them all, but we're not going to. We're going to raffle that one off. We'll tell you what we're going to do. Amen. And so don't live by any other way but by your spirit man. Let your spirit man, who's being directed by the Holy Spirit, direct you. Am I right? Amen. So that's what we're going to get to. Amen. Your inward man has a voice. It is your conscience. And your conscience is a safe guide if you have been born again. You see, before I was born again, I'll tell you what, I could do anything without blinking an eye. I would do the worst, heinous things. When I was growing up, and she's waving at me. And I would do things and I wouldn't even worry about it. But now my conscience, have you been pricked by your conscience? That's what they say, right? It's because it's a righteous guide now. And the Holy Spirit is in that conscience. And the minute you do something wrong, oh God, why did I do it? When you were unsaved, you didn't do that. You thought, hey, this was a cool deal. Let's see if we can get some more. But now once you're born again, your conscience straightens. The Bible says your own heart condemns you. I don't need the devil to tell me I sinned. I know I sinned. Right? And he's the one that instigated me to get to sin. And then once I've sinned, he tries to condemn me and tell me that I'm a sinner. And then me as a pastor look at the people and say, we're sinners saved by grace. We're not sinners saved by grace. If you're a sinner, you have yet to be saved by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. You see? So you can't claim to be a sinner and saved. You're either saved or you're not. And it sounds good. It sounds pretty pious. Oh, I'm just a no good sinner, brother, saved by grace. That's ignorance. It truly is, it's ignorance. Because if you're saved, how can you claim to still be a sinner? Because if you're still a sinner and you die in that state, you ain't going to heaven. Amen. Am I right, brother? Amen. So we are saints. That one was a hard one for me to realize I'm a saint. But you know what? The Bible, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote to certain people, he said, the saints with me greet you. Now, he wasn't dragging a coffin around. He wasn't. And then he said it, I don't know how many times, the saints at Ephesus, the saints with me. Saints are living. Saints are not dead. Come on. You can die as a saint, thank God, and go straight into heaven. There's a golf course called Saints and Sinners down here. I hate playing it. I try not to go there. Saints and Sinners. While I'm there, I try to witness to whoever I can see. You know, you guys look at me like you play golf. Yes, I do, and I love it. And I was on a course in South Africa with a man from America, David Albrighton was his name. And this guy wrote a book back then, I'm talking 35 years ago. He wrote a book about, is it that time already? Just hold on to your horses, guys. He wrote a book called One-on-One. And he had led at that point, one-on-one, a million people. A million people, he was tall and he only had one eye. A million people to Jesus Christ. He came to our church, he was there for a week, and every day the crowd got more and more and more because he was the funniest guy on your life, and he's bringing the word, but people didn't realize it. And on the last day, we were so packed out, we didn't even have room. And he brought the heaviest message on salvation I ever heard in my life. People ran, there were over 300 people ran to the altar to get saved. So we went for a game of golf. And we're playing, there's four of us playing with him, that's four. And we got four caddies in South Africa. You don't drive around, you walk around. Amen. And we're playing a game of golf. And we'd say, where's David? And we'd look, and he's on the other fairway. And you'd see all the caddies and all the players on their knees and him talking over them. I promise you, he could not walk past a human being without telling them about Jesus Christ. I was so envious of that. You've got to have some courage to do that. He would take a loudhailer and go to stand outside at the ocean where they've got a nice restaurant on the ocean and this outdoor balcony, sitting looking at the waves and all this stuff. And he'd be witnessing, standing right under them talking. I'm telling you. So there are merits to playing golf. And listen, so we've got to contact the spiritual realm with our spirit man. You contact this world where Satan is God of this world with your physical senses. See, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world has blinded the minds of the people, lest they see the glorious light of the gospel unto salvation. He blinds the mind. And when you're unsaved, your mind is controlling everything about you. Once you become saved, your spirit should be controlling your mind, which should be controlling your body. Yes. Amen. And so this is really a thing of surrender. I surrender to the Holy Spirit. I don't do anything without His approval. Jesus said, I don't go anywhere, I don't do anything, and I don't say anything excepting what my Father hears. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit comes. When He comes, He will lead you into all righteousness, and not of His own words, but from what He hears from the Father. You know that's true, right? So the Holy Spirit is the perfect guide. He will never lead you astray. Ever, ever, ever. Can you say amen? And He's precious. He's precious. I was watching Catherine Kuhlman just the other day. And to watch her, oh my God. She had something in her life that I want to get to. And she'd stand there in her flowing gowns, remember? And she'd speak different than most people. God. God is in this place. But I'm telling you, she was in the presence of God most of her life. And she said, you know what? It costs you nothing to have the Holy Spirit, but it will cost you everything. Such an anointing. If you want that anointing, you're going to have to forsake flesh and mind and get into spirit realm. Telling you, we're bringing teaching from now. We're going to glorify the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because they are all God. Can you say amen? Amen. The Holy Spirit is here right now. And so, if your mind or your body is dominating you, Satan can then find entrance into your life. If your mind is dictating how you live, the devil has got a good opportunity to get into your life and start messing things up. So we want to get to the place where we start relying on the Holy Spirit in our spirit. And we start to glorify the magnificent, sweet Holy Spirit. He's so precious. He's so wonderful. He's so marvelous. He's all powerful. And don't forget, He is God. Like God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He is God. He is God. And when He was hovering over the earth, and it was null and void, and God the Father stepped out and looked on nothing, and He said, light be. And the Holy Spirit that was hovering, light came. He brought it. You got power. In the Holy Spirit, do you know? The Bible calls it dunamis. Do you know what dunamis is? Dynamite. It's dynamite power. The Bible says we've got that. I tell you what, I think it's time for the sons of God and the daughters of God. Like the earth is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I think that time is like, yeah. I believe it's yeah now. We've got to step out in some faith now. We've got to lay hands on sick people and say, you can see in the name of Jesus. And like Jesus did, the eyes opened.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching